Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Sean Healy, good morning to you.
Good morning, PJ.
Good to speak with you again, Sean. It's been a few years.
Good to be back, as always.
Sean, looking at what budgets have changed, as I've been saying all morning, in that we used to wait until the minister stood up and then we'd make notes. Now we know in advance what he's going to say or what the two ministers are going to say. Based on what we're hearing, what does Social Justice Ireland make of this?
I think the fundamental comment I would make is that it's a betrayal of Ireland's poorest and most vulnerable people. What we see is a situation where the poorest in Irish society are being left behind. There was no increase in the last 2 years in the core welfare rates and nor in the pension. This is the third year then in a row. In that period, inflation was about over 4%. It's going to go up another 3% in 2022. So the value of what people had 3 years ago is not being maintained even after this budget has been put in place. So it would have required 10 euro a week just to maintain the status quo and hold people where they were. So what I see, in fact, happening is a betrayal of Ireland's poorest and most vulnerable people.
So the fiver is of no use to anyone, is what you're saying.
It's pathetic, and it's a huge, and not alone that, everybody's been talking about the rising energy costs and so on. There's the deal when the carbon tax was brought in was that all of that money would be used to protect the weakest and most vulnerable, and that's simply not happening. So not alone is there a betrayal in the poorest of the poorest going on and the most vulnerable, but there's also a bit of hypocrisy going on, because they're saying with one side of their mouth, they're saying we're going to give all of this money to ensure that these people are not the weakest, are not left behind. Mm-hmm. And on the other side, what they're doing in reality is leaving them behind. The gap between the poorest in Irish society and the rest of society is going to widen as a result of this budget. Mm-hmm. And by the way, PJ, it's not just the welfare rates, it's also people on low pay. They're talking about increasing the minimum wage by 30 cents an hour. But the living wage has actually gone up by 60 cents an hour this year.
Yeah.
So the gap between the minimum wage and the living wage is going to be higher in 2022 than it was in 2021. Mm. With due respects, like, we're talking about both those who don't have a job at all, those pensioners, and those who do have a job but don't have decent pay. They're all being left behind, in effect.
The likes of IBEC would say, Sean, that a living wage would burst a load of companies and close down a load of businesses.
I don't accept that at all. There's a large number of companies now in the private sector, not just in Ireland, but in the UK and across Europe, who are paying a living wage. And I think we have to be careful that we don't develop a type of society where profits are being made on the equivalent of slave labor, where people are being asked to work for below poverty wages.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, the minimum wage is one of the highest in the EU, you know?
It is, but the cost of living is so is as well. You see, that's part of our problem.
Yes.
Like if the cost of living in Ireland was the same as it was in the rest of Europe, we'd have a lower living wage to achieve, and we'd go further with the minimum wage. But the key issue in all of that, of course, that's hiding away there, is that the major contributor up to now to the rise in the living wage is the rise in housing costs, because they have gone up a dramatic, they've almost doubled in about the last 10 or 12 years. We're part of the group, the technical group that calculates the living wage every year. We've been doing it now 14 years, and the result, the interesting, like almost all of the increase in that time has been based on the increase in housing costs of one kind or another.
What is the up-to-date figure, as in the living wage as calculated by all the various shareholders as of this morning? What would it be, Sean?
The living wage would be $12.90 an hour. So that, like, you're talking about quite a distance, 10.30, and now they're going to put the 10.30 up to 10.60. Mm-hmm. Okay, but it was 10.30 an hour, and now it's gone up to 10.90 an hour, and almost all of that increase is due to housing costs. But very interesting, what's going to happen in 2022 almost certainly is that it'll have to go up again to deal with the energy costs, yes, increases, because, yes, like, I'm in the anomalous situation. I actually favour the energy costs going up because of the carbon tax, not because of the other side that's causing it, where oil suppliers and so on are pushing up the price. But I'm talking about the carbon tax. But that carbon tax was supposed to be used in total to make sure that those who had difficulty in paying the consequences of the carbon tax would actually be compensated. Mm. That is only happening in part,
because some of these energy price increases are going to increase poverty, that's a simple fact. The energy is going to put a lot of families, a lot of ordinary families, to the pin of their collar. Sean, you're also an economist, so you can look at the figures and tell us whether or not it could be, like, all these things, like a tenner a week on the basic social welfare, introducing a living wage rather than a minimum wage. Like, how the heck do you pay for that without borrowing to bait the band?
Well, actually, it's not that difficult. It's very interesting, like, that the government is now heading towards implementing something we've been arguing about, and I might have well dealt with in this program some years ago even. We've been arguing for years in favor of a minimum effective corporate tax rate, that corporations could not escape paying, yeah, less than the corporate tax rate. Now that's been, Ireland is actually forced to accept it. And in that process, Ireland disgraced itself by arguing for the position of the corporations against most of the governments, 130 plus governments in the world, who had basically decided that the rate should be set at least at 15%. The Irish government insisted on going out. So we have then a budget.
The fear there is that our foreign direct employers would pack up the tent.
That's a fear with no basis in reality, and I'll tell you why. If just think about it, listen, your corp people are bright people. I know, I'm a corp man myself, and like the bottom line in it is this: if you're going to get to keep 85% of your profits, even if you got to keep 80% of your profits, is that a good deal? I think it's a very good deal. Why? Compare it to the PAYE worker. And the PAYE worker has to pay tax on the money that's coming in before they pay their bills. We're not asking corporations to pay a cent before they pay their bills. They pay all of their bills. We're only talking about taxing the profits. Mm-hmm. So talking about, like, if you get to keep 80% of your profits and you're a transnational, you're doing very, very well, I would suggest, respectfully, in comparison to the ordinary Joe Soap or Josephine Soap, like, basically, who have to pay the PAYE and all the rest of it from the first penny they earn, they're in the tax debt and they can't escape it.
So your view on today, and we know that we've been told the economy is recovering faster than they thought it was. The deficit that was to be 20 billion is down to 13 billion that they're dealing with.
That's right.
Right. Now, that's a good recovery. Is it not, lastly, is it not prudent to be careful at this point rather than splurge?
I agree. I think government, in fairness, has done well in the last few years. It didn't repeat the mistakes that it made after the bank crash more than a decade ago, and it didn't put us through this kind of crazy austerity they put us through at that time. Now, the Irish government wasn't alone in that, but it's generally accepted now across the world that that was the wrong thing to do. They didn't repeat it this time. They borrowed the money. They put the emphasis on protecting as many jobs as possible and trying to maintain the living standards of people with PPOP and so on. But what we're looking at now is the deepening of divisions in Irish society as a result of this budget. And there's a lot of resource being put into the budget, 4.7 billion euro. It's a lot of money. But I think it could be divided in a different way, because as a result of it, the divisions in Irish society between the better off and the poor is going to widen. And I think we're seeing a strengthening of a deeply divided two-tier society. And that's a deeply divided two-tier societies are bad for business. They're bad for society. They're bad for the ordinary people, all the people, all the citizens, everybody. We are all in a worse situation if the depth of division is going to deepen, if the gap between the poor and the rest of society is going to widen, if there's large proportion of society being left behind. That is not good for anybody. What we're going to see as a result of budget 2022 is a rise in poverty. Go back to the very point you started with, 630,000 people in poverty today. That number will rise as a result of the decisions made in today's budget. That is, as an outcome of a budget, that is a disgrace.
Sean, thank you for that. That's Sean Healy of Social Justice Ireland, and not just a Corkman, but a former Cork Person of the Year. Thanks, Sean.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.